This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
COVID has had a massive impact on the very core of all industries everywhere. Indeed, all productivity, the people. It has forced an industry-wide rethink, I would imagine, and in many cases, reset on human resources, recruitment, and also talent management. On this podcast, we're looking at the three most significant developments in talent management over the course of the pandemic, ones that will really determine how the future workplaces are going to look. Work from home, hybrid work policies, and digitization have really been the mainstays through 2020 and much of 2021. Sure, some larger companies are now discussing getting back to normal, that is, you know, trudging back to our trusted cubicles. But then the ubiquity of Zoom or Teams meeting is unlikely to wane anytime soon, right? So let's focus on hybrid work policies for a minute, because it really directly concerns the future of all work for innumerable businesses across India and the world. Where do we stand as an organization on remote work? What is the ideal approach to remote work in the future? So a hybrid office consists of some employees who work in the office while others work from home. Some workers will remain in office to do their jobs while some might prefer to work in office. And others still might be required to go into office on occasion. Employees can work in different spaces, including corporate offices, co-working spaces, public spaces, and of course, from home. We do have some idea of what the people at the center of all of this, as in the employees, think. For instance, according to a September 2021 report in the Hindustan Times newspaper, over 90% of 3,300 working professionals surveyed about a change in work modes due to the pandemic said that they prefer flexible working hours and remote working. But they also miss social interactions that an office space provides. Over 90% of those surveyed were employed with private companies, with big corporates comprising 70% of these and SMEs forming the rest. Nearly 40% of workers wanted offline interactions and 30% missed a change of, you know, scenery, while 21% did not prefer to work from home. By March of 2021, 75% of those surveyed said that they would like to work from the office at least once a week, which is essentially an increase from the 52% who had said so in October of 2020. The CEO, now of the company that did the survey, was quite clear about the learnings. And we're going to quote the CEO. "The offices of the future will have to be more human-centric, putting health and well-being at the forefront. Almost 60% of those surveyed believe that a workplace that promotes healthy lifestyle and safety is a key priority." Those were her words. Another HR expert told the newspaper, and again, we're going to quote, "There is a need for people to connect with each other, have a change of scenery, and learn on the job. There are only a few sectors where work from home will suffice. In other places, a flexible work culture will evolve. Only working from home has led to health and psychological issues among a large part of the workforce, particularly in the IT sector. Productivity also gets hit. So returning to offices in a graded manner is likely to happen." Unquote. Now, you're probably thinking, this is not a big deal in India. We'll be back to normal soon enough. Not quite. According to a report by property advisory CBRE South Asia, India's flexible office spaces will expand 10 to 15% year on year during the next 3 years, and tier 1 and 2 cities will drive this flexible space industry. This is also borne out by another famous survey, a recent study by LinkedIn, which revealed that the majority, 7 out of 10 by the way, young Indian professionals, think fully remote work would negatively impact career growth. 55% felt handicapped due to less face time with bosses and leaders. And overall, 9 in 10, that's almost 86% of the respondents, said that a hybrid work model positively impacts work-life balance. Large organizations like Wipro, Marico, Google, etc. are putting in place systems to enable these hybrid models in 2022. This becomes important because, as has been reported widely, 39% of employees and nearly 49%, almost half, of all millennial and Gen Z employees would consider quitting if their employers weren't flexible about remote work. Which really brings us to our next big concern, talent management. News media have pointed at a phenomenon that has been called many things. Let's go with one of those names, the Great Resignation. People are quitting their jobs in droves. For example, 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in just the month of August 2021. But this is happening in other places too. According to Harvard Business Review, and we are going to quote, employees between 30 and 45 years old have had the greatest increase in resignation rates, with an average increase of more than 20% between 2020 and 2021, unquote. Now, this has impacted India as well. According to a column in the Times of India, and we are going to quote again, talent acquisition numbers touched record levels, even crossing the pre-COVID-19 mark. As a result, the job market sequentially grew by 11% in July. The country's IT sector has reported a 52% increase in the hiring of skilled professionals and the highest spike in the number of recruits in a decade. A study commissioned by Amazon India in September 2021 revealed that nearly 51% of job-seeking adults wanted to pursue opportunities in industries in which they had negligible or no experience, and 68% of them wanted to switch industries, unquote. Such a large shift at industry-wide levels has led to larger questions about the cultural fitment of the existing workforce in a rapidly transforming organization. Now, the spotlight has been turned onto the competency mapping of working professionals. We see discussions regarding clear communication on learning and development programs and employee feedback tools. Has the reduction in one-on-one physical interactions and the closure of offices resulted in employees lacking a sense of belonging to their workplace or no longer finding meaning in their jobs? If you sense a little trepidation in the air these days, you're probably not the only one. The mainstreaming of digitization, big data, as well as the larger discussions on AI, machine learning, automation, etc., has many wondering about their redundancy. Do they lack the skills that their roles in their organizations will require, given the demand-supply gap for professionals with digital and analytical skills? So Siddharth Gupta, CEO of Mercer Metal, wrote in the Times of India, and we quote, "The problem perhaps partly lies in the fact that the pandemic has forced companies to opt for virtual hiring and talent assessments without possessing the necessary toolkits to undertake them. Hence, while the changing landscape is creating new skill sets and roles, the required assessment frameworks are still lacking," unquote. One of the most important skills for the workforce today is to learn, unlearn, and relearn in order to remain relevant in any organization. Gupta points it out. It is in this phase that technology-led and data-driven talent and performance assessment tools will play a critical role. The answer might lie in a combination of solutions that will require deft handling and empathy. Creating a talent pipeline, managing discontented employees, retaining them, grappling with the post-pandemic recovery, embracing a data-driven approach to understand which employees are at most risk of leaving and why, and resolving such challenge issues at the earliest. Experts believe that companies that are willing to learn from such experiences and adopt new technological tools might just win big once the endless possibilities manifest. They won't just attract the right talent with the necessary skill sets. Their new hiring and talent assessment tools will keep them ahead of the competition in a fast-changing workplace landscape. The third big change in talent management has been widespread digital transformation. According to the Forbes magazine, 48%, that's nearly half, of HR departments in the US plan to automate at least part of the hiring process, including employee screening and onboarding. Now, such tools serve one key outcome: creating more efficient hiring practices. Tech and policy innovations are being used to attract talent and save HR teams critical time that can be invested in building out talent strategy and pipelines. Let's face it, prior to March 2020, the idea that employees can be equally productive at home was, to put it mildly, a radical idea. And yet, here we are. As Harvard Business Review noted, and we are going to quote again, from reliable video conferencing platforms to digital collaboration software, to ubiquitous cloud-based connectivity and a data-centric approach to strategic decision-making powered by the synergy between artificial and human intelligence, an imaginary worker from the 1950s would surely marvel at the current landscape of work as if they were in a Black Mirror episode, unquote. HBR reported that working without an office has actually extended people's working time by an average of 10 to 20%, while also reducing work-related stress and negative emotions, increasing confidence and well-being, and increasing communication with close collaborators by a staggering 40%. In the early days of the pandemic, Microsoft reported a 200% increase in virtual meetings. This is according to client data from Microsoft Teams. And this was with a total of 2.7 billion meetings per day. We've now learned that creating touchpoints with potential candidates and strategically investing in the organization's talent pipeline today can provide a competitive advantage. Of course, such widespread adoption of new age communication tech, if I may call it that, has also led to the spike in employees seeking hybrid work models. But such issues aside, and looking at the bigger picture, what major lesson does the pandemic have for companies and recruiters? Invest in your talent. Alan Wild, the former head of employee relations and engagement at IBM, recently said, as more organizations plan ahead for a post-pandemic recovery, there is a growing interest in renewable talent management strategies. Interestingly, and we quote him, the pandemic created an opportunity for organizations to excise the fire and hire mentality once and for all and replace it with mechanisms to match current employees with future job needs, unquote. Gartner analysis reveals that S&P 500 companies that balanced prompt employee cost reduction initiatives with targeted talent investments outpaced organizations that solely focused on cost reduction during much of the pandemic and ended the year with stronger revenue growth. This suggests a solid foundation for a sustained recovery. What that really means is successful organizations did not target easy cost cuts to improve performance metrics in the short term. They chose instead to optimize costs and funded new investments where others solely focused on making reactive cost reductions. As a report from a prominent HR consulting firm, Lee Hecht Harrison, put it, and we quote, the organizations that lead in adopting a renewable talent strategy will not only solve skill shortages more effectively, they will also build a superior employer brand.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.